And staying with the smelter, it uses 13% of the country's electricity, so how could that energy be used when the smelter closes? Auckland University Associate Professor Nicola Gaston is a co-director of the MacDiarmid Institute, and she joins me on the line now. Morena to you.
Morena.
Well, 13% of the country's power, all of a sudden this time next year or so, it will become free. What do we do with it?
Ah, well, we've got choices. I mean, that's the good news. Obviously, the news is not great for the people of Southland right now, but we have choices, and they're not just plugging it into the national grid, putting transmission lines in place, which will be expensive. There's a big upfront cost to upgrading transmission lines, but there's also an energy cost. So whenever you do anything with energy, whether you're storing it or converting it from one form to another or using it somehow, you're always going to lose energy. And so moving it from Southland up to Auckland, which is where it really needs to be if we want to shut down Huntly, for example, that loses a big chunk of the energy on the way.
So how do we use it in situ, so to speak?
Yeah, so in situ, you could do things like create green hydrogen, where the only input to that is water, and you're just using electricity to break the water into hydrogen and oxygen.
What do we use the hydrogen for?
Well, then hydrogen is a fuel, so you can burn it. You can use it in transport, and there are examples overseas of hydrogen-powered trains, for example. And so for certain types of transport, hydrogen has some advantages over electric transport. So that's an option, but of course that's a big infrastructural change if we went down a path like that. But you can also export green hydrogen. There is an export market for it. And so that's one real opportunity. But there are lots of other examples of things you can do. One of my favourites, people have talked about making silicon solar cells down in Southland, because you've actually got good high quality sources of silicon down there. And the advantage to that over making aluminium is that you can envisage a really green process where the only outputs are basically seawater. So you don't have the kind of toxic waste that's being produced from the smelter.
Sorry to interrupt you. You will know that Transpower, of course, is promoting debate about the electrification of the economy and meeting those carbon-free goals by 2050. They have quite a few suggestions as to how power might be used, and one of them is the replacement of coal for industrial heating and bringing the power up there. How significant would that be?
Everything we can do to decarbonise the economy is important. And I don't think it's really necessarily a matter of one right option. I think there are a bunch of different things that we can do and that we need to do. So that's a great option. It's always going to be a matter of what is the easiest thing to do in the short term. But we should also be looking long term here, because this is such a significant, nationally significant chunk of energy, and it is going to require government to get a plan together for how it's used.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Nicola Gaston, who is an associate professor at Auckland University and a co-director of the MacDiarmid Institute for Advanced Materials and Nanotechnology.